So following the invitation to meditation, at least the Buddha's recommendation that we first and foremost put our attention in the same location as our body. He said, if there's one thing, O monks, that leads to a focus, calm abiding, a pleasant dwelling in this very life, the abandonment of the taints, liberation, sure heart's release, what is that one thing? It is mindfulness directed to the body. So he didn't want you to hold in your mind the idea of the body. He wanted you to feel it. So we find a posture that where we can maintain a body connection. So feel the uprightness of your spine, the softness of your belly and your shoulders, relaxing your pelvic area, relaxing your jaw. Let the eyes close softly and relaxing the eyes. And feeling the support of the earth, letting the body go, let it settle into a gentle stillness. Feel that point of contact where your rear touches the cushion or chair, and hovering long enough for the idea of cushion and chair to melt away into the felt experience of sensation. Feeling the touch of the hands, the touch of the lips, the touch of the eyes, until there are no eyelids, no lips, no hands, just sensation. Feel the form or the shape of your body. A field of sensations, aliveness, till there's no body, just sensation. And in the middle of it all, finding the sensations that are created by your body's experience of its own breath. Noticing the expanded feeling with the in-breath, the contracted feeling with the out-breath, or the air causing a little flare of the nostrils, upper lip, as the body's breath as sensation. Short breaths, long breaths, rough breaths, smooth breaths. Letting the body breathe as it will. Breathing is not an egoic act. It's the body's experience. But if you notice your ego getting involved, your identity getting involved with controlling or directing the breath, just notice that and just let go into the body's breath. Just this breath. Just this moment. Aware, filled with the experience of breathing. We maintain continuity of awareness of our body breathing initially. As long as it lasts. Knowing that often after a few breaths, our attention will wander into our imagination, fantasy, memory. And we may drift, as mindfulness may not rise up to notice for a while. So at whatever point you realize that your mind has been drifting in virtual reality, appreciate that moment of re-arising awareness, waking up. Be aware again of being aware, and in support of, in behalf of, remaining undistracted, anchored to the living present, we connect again with our body and breath, sensations. But that moment that you wake up is good news, not bad news. We just keep encouraging, wakeful, undistracted awareness. Supported by the sensations of breathing. Just this moment. Again, when there's awareness that arises, to realize that you've been daydreaming, imagining, sense what it's like to be lucidly aware again. Relax. And in support of that continuity of aware presence, we connect with that which is present, which is our body's experience of its own breath. We feel that experience intimately. We stick to the experience of our body breathing. We spread out all around it. We don't miss any part of the flavor of the breath that's arising in this moment, short or long or rough or smooth. We just let our body breathe and let it be known in awareness. Gently bringing attention together with this physical experience of the body's breath. Just this breath, just this moment. sounds become stronger than the breath. Just be aware of hearing.